Happy Maranatha Monday. Glory be to the kingdom of God. The Lord is returning soon, and there couldn't be more signs to look at. Keep looking up. For if we didn't have sin in this world, we wouldn't need a savior. Just think about it. And also, I was just looking at a gift that I got. It said, "Thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you for taking care of my dog." Well, no longer their dog. But just a reminder that I did give this person a chance, and they ruined it. And it's sad just how people can change like that, and how people can lie straight to your face. That's why it's really scary, this world. You can't even treat your neighbor like you want to be treated, because this world isn't governed by who we think it's governed by, and the devil rules this world, although he does have to ask God for permission for everything that happens to you. Just like Job, if you know the story of Job, the devil asked for permission for everything. He said, "You can do anything you want to Job, but do not kill him." And I truly believe that's like it is for a lot of us here. It's like the devil can do anything to you, but not kill you. Because the devil has to ask God for permission. And I don't know, it's just sad. I think there's so many deceptions in this world to keep us off track and, you know, off focus of what we're really supposed to be focused on, the Bible and everything. And we've been so brainwashed. We don't even know what's real and what's not. It's one thing I know is, like, this heliocentric version of the world is definitely not what we think it is. And a lot of churches don't even teach that. So I really recommend, you know, probably listening to Dean Odle Ministries. I know him and Greg Locke have done great, great, great debates on, you know, flat earth versus round earth. I believe we've just been lied to so much. And if you've been watching Brenda and Dr. Barry, you know that Jesus should be returning soon. Any moment. And I truly believe this is why so many of us are targeted, because we aren't being fooled by people of this earth. We aren't being deceived. And if God talked through a donkey, he spoke through a donkey, why couldn't God speak through you or I? And the answer is, he can. He can speak through you or I. And I truly believe that God has spoken through me, and he's done things on purpose to wake certain people up, and maybe even wake certain people, this world, up. Because so many things have happened, and I don't know. I've never been more ready to go home. It's just, I don't know how I'm going to return home. I know that all of us don't necessarily have to die. We just have to change. And I just hope that everybody reads the Bible and realizes that the Bible is the only true word, and that nothing you do or say can get you saved. You just have to have faith and know that God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. And that's why they don't slaughter animals, because it was already done. And there's nothing else we can do but have faith now. So with that said, Maranatha, I pray Jesus comes soon. And if anything, I think it's Daniel 9:27 or 8:27. I know it's Daniel for sure. But everything that's happened in Israel is in the Bible. There will be a 7-year peace treaty between the Palestinians and Israel, the Israelis. And all this fighting is just setting up the stage for the Antichrist to come and declare peace and for a lot of the Jews to fall for the fake Antichrist. And you notice there's no anti-Buddha, there's no fake Buddha, there's no fake anything. It's only like an Antichrist. It's only specifically, and it's, and again, like people, why do you see people say, "Oh my God," or "Jesus Christ"? Why don't they ever say, "Oh my Buddha," or anything else? Do you notice everything's always focused on Christian things and things of the Bible? There's a reason for everything. So please, I know where two or more people gather, there God promises to be. So Jesus, please, please return quickly. For all this, all these things going on in the world, the anti-Semitism, all these innocent people and children, babies and mothers and fathers dying and being tortured in Israel, and some even here, like this 69-year-old man in Westlake got hit with a megaphone and died in a rally. And we are not treated equally because what, Biden's granddaughter was carjacked and they were allowed to shoot those carjackers over a car. But then if we try to protect ourselves, we go to jail. So what is this? One person's life isn't more valuable than the other. Just like Kourtney Kardashian's fetus got a surgery. Well, what happened? And they called this fetus a baby and it wasn't even born yet. So why is Kourtney Kardashian's fetus considered her baby already? But any normal human, their fetus is just a clump of cells. The hypocrisy is disgusting. One person is not better than the other, for God created us all in his image. And I definitely believe that the psyop of the fake alien invasion is already here. They've already been, you know, in contact with, because all the aliens are is demonic entities. So I truly believe that they're already here, and this alien attack, you know, who knows when it's going to show up. But just be on the lookout and be prepared to discern, because one thing, it's either of God or the devil. So beware for the deception. Timothy Albarino, A-L-B-E-R-I-N-O, I believe. Albarino, A-L-B-E-R-I-N-O. Tim, he has videos on his YouTube of these non-human identities in Peru. And a lot of people in the comments were saying that this was psyop for the distraction, which I totally agree. Probably is. I'm sure the government has done some kind of hybrid thing. Who knows? All I know is we can't trust anybody but God. That's it. Because I know after everything I've experienced, I can't trust anybody. And I couldn't even trust the people that told me that they loved me. And that's the sad part. I only trust God and I discern everything. So God bless you. We pray for Jesus' return quickly. I pray that it's in this year, 2023. And because I know my soul can't take much more of this. I want to go home. This is not our home. And my soul yearns to be with my Father. I only fear God, and that's it. That's the only thing I fear, and I want to go home. So thank you again, God, for giving me another day to spread the word and to tell everybody that you're coming back soon. I pray that everybody has peace and this world gets better, but sadly we know it's probably not. It's only getting worse. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. Glory be the kingdom of God. Baruch Hashem Adonai.